RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. Now, Solana, you were headed to the Kaseya Center yesterday when Crowder and I, actually, I don't think you were around Crowder when I got the answer to what they're serving at Funky Buddha, because you and I were trying to figure it out right at the top of the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. You got to unmute your mic or we're not going to be able to hear you.
Okay.
I don't think you were around when we found out.
No.
What Chef Jeff is creating. So, you know, at Funky Buddha, the tap room in Oakland Park, they do Eat the Enemy. Whoever the Dolphins are playing, they have a dish for the opponent's city. They play the New Orleans Saints. Solana, did you hear us trying to guess what it was going to be?
I did not. I shut you guys off the second I got in the car.
I would do the same. Take a guess.
Listen to preheat.
Well, that's on you. take a guess. They're playing New Orleans. What do you think Funky Buddha is adding to the menu for the game on Sunday?
Me?
Yeah.
Jambalaya.
Jambalaya would be a good guess. Although I think Crowder and I kind of talked it out yesterday going, that might not be a great football item. Yeah. You know, it's not handheld. It's
It's a lot. Yeah. A muffaletta.
Po' boy.
You know, Dan Day said a muffaletta. Someone had put that on the chat yesterday, too. I see that when I'm in New Orleans, and I see that if you go to a New Orleans-style restaurant, they have a muffaletta. What is it? Does anyone know what that is?
I don't know, but it was on my mind, and I thought of it. Just popped in my mind for no reason about 10:30 last night. Muffaletta.
It's just
because you said etouffee, and etouffee is something that I see all the time as well, but I had no idea what it was till you explained it to me. You know a muffaletta, Solana?
No, I didn't. I just looked it up, but it's just a sandwich, and it uses like a bread loaf, a Sicilian bread loaf that looks like it's round. So I guess that's the difference between just like a submarine or a hoagie and a muffaletta. It's just a round bread.
Why you say muffaletta with such disdain?
Muffaletta.
You don't like New Orleans or something?
I love New Orleans. I just don't like Dan Day.
Here is fair. I can't argue that. Here is what Chef Jeff has added to the menu. This is at Funky Buddha, the tap room in Oakland Park on Sunday.
Po' boy.
Fried oyster po' boy.
Oh.
With Cajun spiced remoulade.
That is delicious. It's crazy. You talking about a minority opinion? I like oyster po' boys more than shrimp po' boys.
I don't know that I've ever had an oyster po' boy. I've only had shrimp.
Do you like fried oysters?
I do. Is that what they have at Drago's, or is that broiled?
Those are broiled. This is like fried, breaded, fried. It looks like a little.
It's almost like
ball.
Fried clams or whatever. Like it's just breaded and fried.
Oh my goodness, delicious.
Better. So an oyster tastes better than shrimp?
But you know what? I sit and eat 4 or 5 dozen raw oysters, me and my wife. So I love oysters anyway. So now you throw some batter on it.
That's so terrible for her.
Hey, 3 children, baby. We get out.
That is awful for her. Well, anyway.
But that's a high class. I told you, we said it. Chef Jeff's going to do something.
Yeah,
he's
going to
be good, but
he
he's going to show out. Yeah. He's not a He's very talented, and he has to show you every time he has a chance.
But isn't like a Cajun remoulade? I mean, you want to talk about something I don't really think is conducive to football? A Cajun remoulade? Like, I would never order that at a stadium. I would never order that at a bar.
It's just a sauce, right? Isn't remoulade just a sauce?
Yeah. That's the thing with Chef Jeff Solana. Like, you could say, hey, I'll get the sandwich with the sauce. Or you can also say, I have a fried oyster po' boy with the remoulade.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Anyway, 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. Give the gift of beer this holiday season with Imperial Club. That's a members-only club that grants access to 5 exclusive barrel-aged beers, each with collectible unique labels every year. And if you want to give the beer drinker on your list something special, give them a membership to Funky Buddha's Imperial Club. And I remind you once more that your holiday party would be fantastic at Funky Buddha Brewery. All the beers on tap, all the great food that Chef Jeff makes, and they've got space for 15 to 500 people, yep. And they do book up fast. So you could lock in your holiday party right now at funkybuddha.com.
There have been venues I've been to, 7 or 8 different parties there. Just all kind of great.
Always
stuff.
Great. Yeah. All right, let's get headlines here for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour with Solana, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVolkswagen.com.
You guys want to take a quick little look over at what's coming up on Thanksgiving, the early look at the Thanksgiving Day slate?
Yes, yes.
Nooner.
Packers, Lions, 1 o'clock Thursday. Well, that can't be right. That's a noon kickoff, is it not? I think my computer is. I think my computer here in the studio has me working out of Minnesota, so I'm an hour behind everything. I noticed that earlier today.
Then it would be 11 o'clock.
Oh,
you're working out of the middle of the Atlantic.
I could have sworn this game was a noon kickoff.
What? The Hard Rock app says 1 o'clock.
Huh.
It must be a 1 o'clock kickoff.
Wow.
No.
Yeah, it says one o'clock here.
Told
too.
You.
I heard noon.
Told you. Yeah, you know where you heard noon? On this show yesterday with Solana.
Okay. Damn you, Solana. I just yelled nooner for no reason.
It's at 1 o'clock. Huh. That's shocking to me.
Wow.
I feel like it was always at like 12 or 12:30.
Always.
I thought it was earlier.
Yeah. Yeah. Something must be off.
You know what? Let me look at this fantasy football thing. They always get it right.
It's Dan Campbell.
That's just Dan Campbell.
Lions versus Packers. That's TBD on the time. Chiefs versus Cowboys.
It's 1 o'clock, confirmed by AI.
Oh, okay. Wow, you're a big chat GPT guy now, huh?
No. I just texted Allen Iverson.
Hey.
I like that joke. I've heard
AI,
that joke a couple
Allen
times.
Iverson jokes, will those ever get old, or are they always going to be funny?
I'm going to laugh every time because you get me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's gonna.
I hate AI, real AI. I love Allen Iverson.
That joke's really gonna hit on Facebook, Hawk. There's no doubt about it.
You'll make me laugh.
I told you, I hate when I know my emails or texts are AI from the other person. Like, I disrespect you. You lose respect from me when I know AI typed your text.
Yeah, but what would you rather have, a text or an email from Solana where he's trying to think it out? Like for him, just hand it off to AI. No, I don't. I just hand it off.
I like it. I like handwritten sentiment. I like face-to-face interactions. This Skynet is taking over.
Have you guys ever gone on ChatGPT and looked yourself up?
I've never used ChatGPT. I don't even know how to get there, to be quite honest.
Yeah, you got to take a bus and then you got to get on a plane.
No, the AI I know is if you type something into Google, it says AI overview.
Right, so there's an actual ChatGPT website, and it functions similar to Google, but you could tell it to do different things. You could tell it.
So what do you do? You go to http://thechatgpt.
Right, yeah, but just like the Facebook, they dropped the ChatGPT, and ever since then, it really took off.
I'm assuming there's an app, too, right? There's got to be a ChatGPT app.
There is an app, yeah.
Where do you get that? At the Google Alexa?
Yeah, Google Alexa Home, Alexa, Google Home.
My kids always say, why do you yell at Siri? For some reason, I have to raise my voice when I ask her a question.
So 1 o'clock, huh? Hmm. Well, I feel like that really should do it for headlines because we actually learned something.
A oner. Alana threw me off. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, a oner. Got a oner.
All right, well.
I've always been a one and done-er.
Yeah, round two, Special Hawk.
I've heard about it, but I always thought it was a myth.
It's Bigfoot.
Yeah, yeah. That's the Chupacabra in the Hockman house.
Did you see it? Round two.
All right. Well, those are your headlines then, I guess. Your weather brought to you... by Chillzone AC, featuring reliable.
Nobody plays tonight,
systems.
By the way. Nothing local tonight, right?
Nothing local. Today's National Parfait Day. I don't know if that tickles anybody's fancy, but no local games.
We've done this. Is that just yogurt and granola?
That's what I think of. I don't know if that's what an actual parfait is, but when I think of it, it's like, yeah, you go to a restaurant, and it's like, oh, would you like the healthy breakfast? It's a granola parfait. And that's, yeah.
I think it has to be layered in order for it to be a parfait. So yogurt, maybe like some fruit, some granola, a little honey, then more yogurt, then some fruit, then a little honey. Some more fruit, and then yogurt on top, granola on top.
Did you know there's a game going on right now? Bowling Green and UMass are playing college football right now?
No.
Mm.
Bowling Green is up 21-0.
Huh. Okay.
Tuesday at 4?
Yeah.
What kind of schedule do they have?
I don't know, but they're playing.
Is that a bowl game? They started the bowl season early?
Western Michigan and Eastern Michigan tonight, 7:30. Mm.
Mm-hmm. I was
I asked a dude in Vegas at the Aria, what's gelato? And he said, like ice cream. And I was like, no, but what is it though? Like ice cream.
Right. But I think it's less air, right? Isn't that what it is? Less air than ice cream?
The third time he yelled like ice cream, I gave up on this conversation. I still don't know.
Hold on, let me go to ChatGPT. The
no, gelato.
What
has...
is the difference between gelato and ice cream? I wish I could cut you off every single time.
Crazy,
you got to yell at it.
Airness, airiness. The main difference between gelato and ice cream are in the fat content, airiness, and serving temperature.
Hmm. Hey Siri, is Hawk right?
No.
You taught me more than that, man.
Can people actually make love more than one time in a day? Let me see what Google says. Yes? This is true?
Charge up, man. Get you a nap. Charge back up,
my wife is so lucky. She doesn't know how easy she has it.
Yeah, get you a popsicle. Come on back around. Get your glucose levels right. Man, come on.
Who brought the orange slices? Let's go.
Football game halftime. Ooh, here we go.
All right.
Oh. Anything else? That's a funny. Have orange slices next to the bed. That's fun. That's a funny thought.
That's pretty much it from
my
headquarters.
End. Yeah. All right. You have any weather? Did you do weather?
I believe I did weather, but it's brought to you by Chill Zone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Visit chillzoneac.com. Partly cloudy. Tonight the lows will be in the 70s, maybe in the 80s. I don't know. That's it from, what do you call it, headquarters? That's it
headquarters.
From HQ. Back to you.
Yeah, I like that.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Turkey for me, turkey for you. Let's eat the turkey in my big brown shoe.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. You can go watch. There's not a ton of action tonight. I told you there's that college football game going on right now, and there's another one later on tonight. There's two NBA games from what I can see. And because I can't stop gambling, I've been on a little bit of a heater. I just bet Tyrese Maxey under 32.5 points tonight. I'm guessing Tyrese Maxey's having an all-star season, and he's lighting it up based on the fact that his total's at 32.5. But, man, that seems like a lot. They play Orlando. It's in Philly. So I just put some money on Tyrese Maxey in the under, and I'll watch the Magic Sixers game and root for Tyrese Maxey to miss shots. Fun way to watch a game.
A joyous weekend.
I got issues, man. I got issues. Hurricane Hotline is coming up tonight, I believe, on the radio station. Then you'll get Larry Bluestein after that. So very exciting. Before we get out of here, Cheetah Pompano, what a great spot to watch a game or a fight. They got HDTVs throughout the club, VIP areas, four stages of entertainment, the most beautiful ladies in South Florida. Cheetah Pompano has an amazing complimentary gourmet lunch till 3 p.m. every day. Happy hour specials till 6. I mean, football, girls, and beer. What's better? Sundays and then Monday nights, enjoy hundreds of beautiful, exotic referee and cheerleader adult entertainers at Cheetah Pompano Beach. You can watch all the games live while you enjoy the coldest beer in town. Every day is a great day at Cheetah Pompano Beach, and you want to make sure you visit Cheetah Palm Beach as well. Everyone at the Cheetah wishes everyone listening a very happy and healthy Thanksgiving. Also, and as I said yesterday, I'm giving thanks for Cheetah Pompano and Cheetah Palm Beach, and you should too. Get all the details at CheetahSOFL.com. That's going to do it for us today on this Tuesday. Everybody have a great and safe Tuesday night, and we will speak with you mañana.
Tua and Beck, Miami set.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.